draw the debate from the work of workshop number 6, which was devoted to public culture and urban planning. More than urban planning itself, we have more largely focused our reflections on the ways and the means for transforming cities. It's another target, but it's an important target, transforming cities. I thank you very much, of course, the two chairwomen who have animated our debates, Mrs. Agricola yesterday and Mrs. Van den Leeuwen today. The yesterday session has allowed to listen to very interesting lectures made by two passionate gentlemen. They were discussing how transforming cities by culture. Mr. Palmer, Robert Palmer, presented the two experiences of European cultural capital to which he has participated in Glasgow 10 years ago and in Brussels 2 years ago or last year. Bert van de Meegeren presented the Rotterdam experience, presently under process and which knows some success. This morning we were more involved in urban planning, practical exercise. We had a very interesting reports and presentation of Rotterdam Waterfront Project and Genoa Revitalization of Historical Center experiences. What to retain from these presentations and from the lively debates that have accompanied them? I will point out four main findings. I think they are on the screen. The first one is that all cities have now definitely entered into globalization. Culture, in this respect, becomes more and more a major stake of the competition that cities lead to attract people, to attract wealth, to attract also some respect. The second idea is that to succeed in this competition, finally, there is a very simple rule. You should, as usual, think global and act local. The third point I kept from the presentation was that cultural projects, they are both difficult, but also they are fruitful. Difficult because they put in stake the image, the identity, the solidarity of the city itself. They raise the question, who are we? This question should be answered, so it's difficult. But it's also very fruitful because it can create some solidarity. Fourth item to be got from this debate, transforming cities by means of culture is a long-term process that requires, and we haven't till now, many of them, new and adapted methodologies. Let us begin by the first point. Globalization is a reality for all cities today. There is an international competition between them to attract people, business, goods and wealth. And what is interesting is the fact that culture and leisure industry such a competition. All cities try to attract international events like Olympic Games, like football championship. And culture does not escape this rule. The effort that so many cities try to lead to be cultural capital of Europe, I think there are 7 or 8 in England now competing to be the one that will be entitled with this big award. It seems now that for them, to have a good image, it's very important. This is very demonstrative, the English example, but we can find this everywhere in Europe. We are entered in a kind of marketing policy that city leads today. They want to search an image, a reference, a respect. They want to be on the stage, sometimes at any price. And most of them think that culture is the best way to obtain this image, this respect. Yesterday, Robert Palmer refused to evoke capitalism when speaking of the cultural capital competition. It was, of course, a world game. But It's clear now that culture has also entered capitalist era. The second point, how to succeed in such a cultural competition, the answer got from the examples given in the debate appears quite simple. First, a city should capture something of an universal mood and sensibility. The value to which it will refer should drive back to an universal theme, it's to think global anyway. Secondly, cities should detect inside their soil, inside their history, inside their population, they should enhance the very specific spirit of the place, l'esprit des lieux. It should valorize its peculiar features that will steer universal interest to act local anyway. Third point, of course, culture is not only a matter of marketing. It's also, and this is the third point, a tool to transform the cities and themselves. Transforming cities with cultural projects or policies is both difficult and fruitful. Difficult because, as I just told you before, it put in stake the city itself, its image and its solidarity. Who are we? A city is divided between poor and rich, between old and young, between immigrated and country born. Each group has its ambition, its desires, its projects. A cultural policy can, and often do, crystallize conflicts, crystallize contradictions. Robert Palmer told us yesterday at which point he was surprised by the antagonism he discovered when he worked in Brussels to prepare the Cultural Capital Project. It was incredible, he told us. That means that it could be difficult to succeed in such an enterprise, but at the same time, it's necessary, completely necessary, and it can be very fruitful. Because transforming cities by culture and preparing, for instance, setting up cultural projects offers also an outstanding opportunity to mobilize all the population, to create solidarity, and to strengthen the community links. It provides the occasion to create a common culture among the population and to be projected all together in the future. Last point now, and directly linked with the previous one. One shall be convinced that transforming cities by means of culture is a long-term process. As I am speaking in English, I prefer to have a text. I don't like this, but I apologize. Like that, I am sure, maybe not to make too many mistakes, but I'm sure you have detected many of them, and I would be very fruitful, very, very grateful if you tell them me after. I will make some progress like this. Yes, transforming cities. It's a long-term process that requires good or renewed methodology. There is no sense to think that the implementation of a unique cultural project, even if it is outstanding, will be sufficient to change the image of a city and the spirit of the inhabitants. Such a policy should necessarily be carried out in a long duration of time. Robert Mount Megelen yesterday complained a little about the short time that what led to him to prepare the event Rotterdam Cultural Capital. Of course, it should be prepared from upstream a long time before. Such a process requires also adapted methodology. How to mobilize population, how to combine technical disciplines, how to manage time. And in that way, it was also a conclusion of Bert van Megelen and Robert Palmer, so soft is often much more important than hard. Hard is easy, soft is difficult and complicated. And we heard in the plenary session at the opening, but also in the workshop, that in Rotterdam, a big debate was launched on the occasion of the preparation by four foreign cities of a project that concerns Rotterdam. It was a waterfront project. And it's a way, well, there are many of them, to make people feel first two things. The first one is that each city has its culture, and the fact that each project, each of these projects was quite fit with the culture of the city in which it had been divided is very interesting. That means that we are not in a uniform world. Each city has its specificity, and even when planning, when devising, when trying to be projected in the future, each of them has a specific way to divide it. But the second reason is that the second aspect is that this kind of debate is also an occasion for all the people to be concerned, to see they want to do this in that place, and this they would like to destroy this to make this why what it is. So it's an occasion to mobilize the population. And I think it would be very interesting that regarding big projects like this, which concern as well culture, but also planning and architecture, and finally urban policy, we can exchange between cities all our experiences. How do we do? How do you do? What can we do? We could create a kind of stock exchange of experience like this, and I think that we could progress very, very well if we could use all the things that other people have done when they will be done in a good way. So I think it's the last message of our workshop, and I thank you for your attention.